Boulder County has completed a documentary that will serve as training for organizations, businesses and communities that support inclusion for older LGBTQ+ adults. The documentary is the third in the Project Visibility Program, which was created 2 decades ago to support Rainbow Elders Group members who were concerned about how they would be treated as they aged. They were worried about going into assisted living or a skilled nursing facility, if they would have to go back in the closet to get fair treatment, said Michael Chifalo, LGBTQ+ program specialist with the Boulder County Area Agency on Aging. It's truly about creating visibility of a community that is often invisible. Not only are LGBTQ+ adults invisible in the general community, but they are also invisible within the LGBTQ+ community. A new documentary hadn't been produced in the Project Visibility series since 2008, when the second version was created. So much had changed since then that we had a lot to address and bring into the new one, Chifalo said. We're so happy it's finally completed and ready to share with the public. The documentary, which includes interviews with Rainbow Elders, is divided into 6 sections: coming out, family, oppression and discrimination, language and terminology, history and policy, and advice for providers. We have a brand new topic that was missing from the last one about all of the oppression and discrimination that LGBTQ+ folks face outside and inside the community, Chifalo explained. So we have a section on isms and phobias that really addresses some of the important concepts in there: racism, antisemitism, ageism. Another new addition to the series is the language and terminology section, which discusses the use of pronouns and transgender and non-binary issues. The new documentary's history and policy section honors Clella Rorex, the first county clerk in the country to issue a same-sex marriage license in 1975. Despite these updates to the Project Visibility series, other elements remain unchanged, Chifalo said. The videos we've always produced have always been really moving and such great insight into folks' lives, and we were able to replicate that again to such a high degree, he said. The 11 Rainbow Elders who participated in the documentary, every single one of them, I felt such privilege and honor to be with them and listen to their story. A VIP screening was held in December with 30 attendees, collaborators, project funders, county leaders and community members. Everybody across the board has been really pleased with it, Chifalo said. It just feels like it really shows a slice of community that maybe not a lot of people know about, and in such a way that it's empowering yet very emotional, too. So we're really proud of the end product. Registration is open for the online Project Visibility training, which the public is invited to attend. The session, which will include a screening of the documentary, is set to run from 10 to 11:30 a.m. February 9th. Participants can register here. The information presented can be moving and helpful for anyone in the community, Chifalo said.